With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The White House says President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will discuss a range of regional and global issues when they meet next week in the San Francisco Bay Area. They'll be in San Francisco for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. Senior U.S. APEC official Matt Murray was asked if he thinks the U.S.-China economic relationship is warming up.
I don't want to speculate on where we're headed. But again, I think what's really important in my view is that we are having this really large APEC gathering next week, which will provide a lot of different opportunities to engage with some of our most important economic partners. Of course, China is one of those partners.
The president and Xi have no shortage of difficult issues to address in their first engagement in nearly a year. Also at SRNNews.com, speaking in a panel discussion at the International Monetary Fund, Fed Chair Jerome Powell says 2% inflation continues to be the goal.
We know that ongoing progress toward our 2% goal is not assured. Inflation has given us a few head fakes along the way. If it becomes appropriate to tighten policy further, we will not hesitate to do so.
Inflation, as measured by the U.S. Consumer Price Index, has sunk from a 9.1% peak last year, but is still 3.7%. The top diplomats and defense chiefs from India and the U.S. have met in New Delhi to discuss security issues in the Indo-Pacific, China, and the Israel-Hamas war. Secretary of State Blinken says the U.S. and India are continuing to deepen their partnership and collaboration in emerging technologies, defense, and diplomacy. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 255 points, the NASDAQ adding 207. This is SRN News. If you work at HHS, you must embrace transgenderism.
According to a memo made public on X by Roger Severino of the Heritage Foundation, all employees of the Department of Health and Human Services must address transgender coworkers by their preferred pronouns. That means at one of the Biden administration's cabinet-level departments, your eyes may tell you the truth, but your mouth had better say the lie, or you will be at risk of losing your job. Some experts say the policy is ripe for a legal challenge. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life groups are split on whether or not to identify as religious. According to research from Miami University, pro-life organizations fall into one of three camps. Some are openly religious, others are religious but don't mention it, and a small proportion outright reject the use of religion. The latter group frames abortion as a human rights issue. This is SRN News. Chinese and Philippine vessels have engaged in a new naval confrontation in the South China Sea. The incident was the latest in a series of maritime confrontations between the two nations. There's a major offensive in Myanmar's northeast by an alliance of armed ethnic minority organizations.
The UN said a pause was crucial to allow aid to reach the almost 50,000 people in Myanmar's northern Shan state that it says have been displaced by the violence. Key trading hubs on the Chinese border have been seized in coordinated attacks by an alliance of ethnic groups. Although frequent breakdowns in communications across the region's jungle terrain are making it difficult to verify casualty numbers. China has also urged all parties to stop fighting, saying it will ensure stability at its border.
That's BBC correspondent Celia Hatton. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.